You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Anyhow, I just want to, before we get started, this show is brought. It's brought to you by Audible. Audible. Here, why don't you do it? No, I'll do it.
You were like, please let me do it. Please, right. I'll do it. Why don't you take out your Nicorette gum? There you go. Oh, that's lovely. Just set it right on the table. There's an empty plate right there, and yet you set it on the table. That's disgusting.
This show is brought to. Hold on. You ready?
Look, we didn't get paid for it last time because we didn't do it right. So just do it right.
Oh, not getting paid a lot, but we're just testing the waters.
What I mean is we really love Audible.com.
Okay, and this show is brought to you by Audible.com. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/mywife for your free audiobook download. For your free audio. You know, when I do radio and I watch The hosts do these reads, they're great at it. But it takes practice. It's like anything. It takes practice.
You always are like, do they really expect us to believe? They always slide right into, like, they'll be like, and Obama, because Rich always listens to right-wing radio. He's a socialist. He's a creep. And I've been losing a lot of weight. I've been using this new product, which is just wonderful. My wife said to me the other day, you look great. Like, do they really believe, like, oh, it's just part of his radio show.
Yeah, it's so funny how people that, well, let it be known that this show was brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com.
We'll talk more about it in about 20 minutes.
Why does anybody that listens to all types of radio, whenever you put on conservative radio, you go, he listens to right-wing radio, like I'm putting on an SS uniform as a Jew, and I'm marching down the road hating people. Anytime you disagree with a liberal person...
I don't think... No,
let me
finish.
They're
saying that we're socialists.
No, but anytime...
I'm saying fascist.
I'm saying fascist, okay? Mm. I didn't say socialist.
Obama's a fascist.
Well, first of all, and the other side was always saying... That Bush was like Hitler. Here's the deal: anytime you disagree with a liberal,
Bush was not like Hitler because I mean I think the one thing we can all agree on was that Hitler was a bright, bright individual.
Messed up.
Yes.
You know, if just one painting.
If somebody had just gave him another hug as a child.
One painting, but anytime
you
just
kill all the Jews.
Anytime you disagree with liberal, they call you right wing. Like your pal Elise.
Why does that hurt? If you call me left wing, it wouldn't hurt.
I'm not right. Because when you say right wing, you know, or left wing, then
you're the one who breaks everyone down. No. If I'm having a fight with someone. It could be about anything. Please take your gum off the table. It's grossing me out. Here, I'll put that there so I can...
Hold on. Please take it. Oh,
Do you want me to leave? I will.
No, I had a good joke.
What was it? Why didn't it come out?
My mouth was working faster than my brain, or my brain was working faster than my mouth, and I couldn't get it out. Hold on.
But they both slowed down dramatically, I guess, since you said that. I could be having a fight with someone, and I'll be like, and then they said this to me, and they were just, they're just jerks, and you'd be like, they're left-wingers.
No,
you always go, liberals.
No, because...
Ripping with hatred. No, liberals.
No, because I'm in the middle. I'm moderate. I'm a moderate person.
I don't hate them.
Don't say I hate. I don't hate liberals. Some of my best friends were liberals. I had a liberal friend in high school.
Oh.
Okay, but liberals, I think, are more hypocritical than. Well, here's the deal. you know, with the right, you're dealing with their religious, you know, religious fanatics, and as an entertainer and a comic, you're dealing with, you know, the right's religious beliefs, and they're offended by everything. And with the left, you're dealing with their political correctness. Okay.
They both have political correctness. Don't try to put that off on liberals. No, they both.
You don't
both,
think liberals are more politically correct?
You know, they both love to jump on political correctness.
Okay. Well, anyhow, this isn't a. We're not going to talk politics because you're not supposed to talk politics and religion because you know people
don't
always
talk about
disagree.
Religion. Don't you dare talk about religion. That's where I get offended because you know what? She's my nigga.
Oh, that's nice.
She's my nigga, so don't you dare say anything bad about
her. Oh, okay. Why don't you start quarterbacking for the Broncos? You know,
that's
I just want to say...
a funny joke.
What?
Nothing.
What I just said was a funny joke.
I don't know anything about football because I'm a lady.
I just want to say my new hero.
Is it here's that my virgin new, guy that they're all talking about? Is that who
yeah,
you
I think
referencing?
So. Oh, he's a quarterback that prays after... He gets on his knees and prays after he
gets
throws
on
a touchdown.
His knees.
Throws a touchdown or does whatever. He's a religious guy and he thanks
What's
God.
What's his name? Tebow?
Tim Tebow, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. People, you know, he's a good role model. He's a good role model for kids, you know. Wouldn't you rather have that than, you know, some thug rapper or something being your kid's role model?
A black person as my role model? No. No way. You're right. You're right. I'm glad you broke it down like that.
I didn't say a black
Liberals!
Guy. Now, my favorite new person on the planet is Duncan Trussell.
Yes, he did.
He's my favorite new person because Duncan Trussell's a comedian. Who lives in California. I don't know how long he's been doing comedy. And to tell you the truth, I've never even seen him do stand-up. I've never even seen him work. I've met him a couple times. We hung out once or twice. Hold on, my oldest daughter's calling. Hold on. Hello?
We're on speaker,
hello?
Man.
We're doing a podcast right now. Is this important? What? Hurry up. We're on the podcast. I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock Sunday.
What's up?
All right, cool.
Other,
bye.
I asked the other girl to do it.
I said if my daughter doesn't babysit, then she could do it. The other girl.
I can't believe Jessica wants to babysit
for Sunday. Sunday we're gonna go down to Atlantic City and hang out and see Norton and Stanhope and Hotel and Artie Lang do the Unsocial Network and hang out with Opie and his wife and have dinner. We're gonna like. We have a lot of stuff coming up. We got that and Tuesday.
I'm going to wear deodorant.
And Tuesday, we're going to go to a party in Morristown, I think, for Steppin' Out magazine.
In Morristown?
I'm telling you.
Are you kidding me?
I think we're going to go.
The creme de la creme of New Jersey.
And I think...
do you think one of the housewives might be... I hope Carolyn Manzo is going to be there. She's my favorite because you know why? She's the head of the household.
Duncan Trussell.
She's very manly.
Okay.
Like Carolyn Manson.
Okay, here's why Duncan Trussell is my
Word
favorite person.
As thick as thieves. I don't remember what she said. Blood is thick.
One, I like his name. Duncan Trussell's a cool name. It's a cool name if he becomes famous. Duncan Trussell, don't you think?
Yes. No, I remember when he made it up.
I don't know.
Steve Jones.
Okay, I thought he was...
Which I didn't think was that
he was
great.
Jones. Jeff Lifschultz.
Jeff Lifschultz became Jeffrey Ross.
See that?
Also known as the...
Roastmaster.
He's
the
Roastmaster. King of the Roasts? That doesn't sound
right. He's the Roastmaster. And Rich Voss, V-O-S, it could have had two S's, but it didn't. But people
you know
think
what? I think I should have changed my name. Bon Voss.
Bon Voss?
Yeah, that would have been.
That's catchy.
It's catchy. It sort of sounds.
So this is why Duncan Trussell is my favorite person. One and
like I should be in The Sound of Music or something a little bit.
He's like, you know, he's like.
But now
he's
Bon Voss. Because you're laughing, I have to keep doing it. Stop laughing and they'll stop.
All right, stop. I wonder if the people could hear that loud wind in the background
It's very windy.
Because we're in an apartment, and everybody knows why, but we're high up in the apartment.
Because we had a fire.
We're high up in the apartment.
We're now in a furnished apartment.
And I figured that out.
A high rise. We're in a high rise. We're the top floor.
I realize why it sounds so windy up here, because we're higher up.
Do you notice that we are, like, the only white people? Have you seen any other white? I mean English-speaking white people. Like, there's Russians and stuff.
Well, as a moderate person, I don't notice those things. But I guess as a liberal, you would notice that.
Oh, I notice. No, because I was thinking the other day when I was coming in, like, I hope they know I'm Canadian. You know, then we can all be from somewhere else. Except the black people are probably American.
Well, there could be from Nigeria or Uganda or Haiti.
They could be.
Or, you know, Guyana.
Yeah, you know, but I don't think they are.
You know.
I mean, I obviously didn't talk to them. But I don't think they are. Do you also notice that the elevator smells like rape? Yesterday it smelled like rape and Christmas tree. I don't know what was going on in there.
And they don't heat the hallways. If you walk into this building, the hallways are freezing.
Cold.
You want to run back outside.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
So this is why Duncan Trussell is my favorite person.
And the laundry room. Did I tell this story? See, I don't know if we're repeating stories or not.
I don't think we told the laundry room story, but can I finish mine when you quit fucking stepping on everything?
Oh.
God, you're in such a rush. It's like you haven't done anything in the entertainment business in the last year.
Is anyone out there listening to me? I've got so many stories.
God
damn.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Patience.
You got to learn how to fucking pace when you do these things. You pace.
How about... Don't say it. Don't spray it. That was the one we forgot. When you do your story, do you mind? I think this might enhance it a tiny, tiny bit if I just do a little bit of background music with my Bon Voss character.
No, because you're fucking aggravating
me. I'll do
me.
It really quietly. You won't even notice I'm here.
All right, we'll try. This is why Duncan Trussell is, and I've never seen him do stand-up. We had dinner in L.A. with him and his girlfriend and some other people. I saw him in New York, and it's fucking stop. It's really bothering me.
Good.
It's bothering me. You really...
How about I do a humming?
It's the only time I'm going to get any humming done in this house.
Oh,
whoa!
Please. I'll blow you right now. You want me to?
Well, they don't even know we're doing this podcast naked. Did we tell them we're doing this naked?
This is a little... It is a bit of a... what do you call it?
A bonus.
No. It's a... That's not the word. You know, it's like a marketing scam or something. What's it called?
A marketing scam.
No, but anyway, we decided to do... This is the naked podcast, so we're both naked. Which is why I showed him a picture of somebody else's flat ass before we started, so that you could see that mine is not that bad.
No, your ass... You know, you've gotten compliments lately on your ass.
Touch my hemorrhoid. Touch it. Touch it.
So... You fucking, can you slow down? Pace.
Okay,
Jesus Christ.
I've had 2 cups of coffee.
Duncan Trussell, who is my favorite new person, went after the South by Southwest Film Festival. Because I think maybe, I don't know exactly why, but they might have offered him a spot as a comedian. And he didn't like the terms, which the terms were, you don't get paid, supposedly.
Say that one again?
Supposedly.
Supposedly, exactly correct. Carry on.
What did I... Supposedly.
No, I thought you said it wrong, but you say it perfectly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, thank you.
So, and he's made some videos, he's put them on Twitter, but what I love is when... comics or any artist or anybody stands up for themselves and goes after
the
man.
I like stand up.
When they go after the man, because here's the thing, this is Stanhope does it all the time. I love Stanhope. If you ever read some of his blogs, and
he's so
gone
gay.
He goes after.
Well, I say
he
gay.
Went after,
I mean, because I love gay people, so that's what I mean.
He's brilliant. I don't have to say this. You know
so
it.
Gay.
You know it. But they go after. They don't care. They don't care because. And here's how I think. And I'm not putting myself in his category.
I would love to.
This is how I think.
How you think
this is how I think in this fucking business. because comics can we mainly no shut, people like to hear fucking you're really getting
okay,
stop
I'm
it
sorry I just didn't
relax
like, I didn't like the salty language.
Comics, which is the lowest form in people's eyes of entertainment, like they'll go to comedy
lower than mimes or jugglers.
Well, that's not really
rodeo
fucking
clowns.
Entertainment. You know what I'm saying. People don't respect. Everybody thinks they can do fucking comedy. You watch that show, America's Got Talent, and that douchebag, Pierce, or whatever the fuck his name
Pierce
is.
Pierce Morgan.
Yeah, would trash the comics. Go fuck yourself. You know
yeah.
what? You go up there and do what a
go
comic is
yourself,
doing.
Freak yourself,
you do
Pierce
what a comic
Morgan.
Is. Everybody thinks, oh, well, you go to a club and people are yelling you know, and you stink and you suck. Go fuck yourself. You would never do that in a Broadway play, you know, yell out. But
well,
people
can I
think
just make one? I know you got. I know you got a lot of emotion going
no.
on. But at a Broadway play, nobody goes into the audience and goes, "The 80s called. They want your shirt back.
Yeah,
look
well,
your face, you dumb piece of shit. Whatever.
Well,
people,
whatever.
Yeah. So they.
Oh,
there
yeah.
Is
there's a difference.
There
okay. There's some give and take.
Yeah.
But when someone says you stink, you know, like you say, okay, that's your fucking opinion. That's your opinion. Okay. You don't like me. Good. It happens all the fucking time. All right. But don't speak for the whole audience. Don't act like
it's like you feel like when you go into a movie, if you don't like the movie, you either sit and take it quietly, I don't know, or whatever.
Or get up and leave.
But you don't stand up and then try to get everyone else in the audience.
He stinks. Come with me. You know?
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. So, what was I saying?
Go freak yourself.
You know, so these clubs and they treat comics like they expect you, and there's so much... You know, when we talked earlier about people wanting you to do fundraisers and this and that, and you want to do as much as you can, but these clubs act like, you know what? Here's the deal. Comedy, comics, if you're a great comic, Stanhope, by any, without any questions, probably in the top five greatest comics, or he's just great, okay? He's a great comic. What I've seen, but what I've read, he's just so prolific. And I know I can always do comedy, but these club owners, and I'm not talking about all of them, there's some really nice ones, but agents, managers, they come and go. And the thing is, I can do what they do. They can't do what I do. Okay? You cannot do...
Stop.
You cannot do. Okay? So don't look down or try to use comics and, hey, we're giving you a vehicle. They always say, we're giving you a vehicle for exposure. Go fuck yourself. I want exposure. I'll rob a bank or something or stand on a cliff. I'm going to do your TV shows for free and you want me to and do your festivals for nothing where you're making a ton of money. So I applaud Duncan Trussell for standing up. For standing up to these fucking people.
Duncan
Now,
Trussell.
I'm saying... if
They
sound,
also have a web... webcast. What do we do?
A podcast.
And it's lavenderhour.com.
With Natasha
Leggero
and Duncan Trussell. And let me tell you something. I'm
another
not
another couple's podcast.
You know what? I'm leaning towards not going down there.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. We should just say no.
Yeah, because
you don't.
Here's the thing.
We have a movie about comics, and you're treating comics terribly. You know.
So, you know, it's just an awkward moment. You know, I'm just leaning. I'm just.
Anytime. It doesn't sound like a great festival when you break it down. It's like, well, you're making comics come down to a festival for free. I mean, they're selling tickets.
Yeah,
they're making money off of these comics.
Not only
saying, hey, you might get discovered. Well, I've already been discovered. Otherwise, you wouldn't want me.
Well,
so
and plus, besides selling tickets,
let's stop it right.
Besides
there.
Selling tickets,
let's be honest.
Besides
with
selling
South by Southwest.
Besides selling tickets, they have corporate sponsors. They're getting flights. I'm sure free. You
right,
know, airlines are donating. You know, and
these
and
festivals are a bit of
a scam. They're a fucking.
They're
scam.
A marketing scam, much like us being naked today.
That's a marketing scam right now.
Poke poke.
So, good for him. Good for any of them that stand up.
Balls are really standing up right now.
But I mean, I'm saying burn...
For a guy your age...
Listen, I'm not saying burn bridges to burn bridges.
I don't know if you're putting lotion on them, but they don't have as many wrinkles as you would think.
Well, maybe I had Botox on my balls. How about that?
Didn't I make that joke last time?
No.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
no,
I did.
If you did, your jokes are so fucking unrememberable. How am I going to remember them?
What is the word?
Unrememberable.
That's correct.
Well, what is the word?
It is unrememberable.
Well, so
I can't even say it properly. It's a hard word to say.
You know, and this podcast, we're not here to piss people off all the time. You know, we have, Joe Matarese is a friend of ours. We like Joe, you know, but we get tweets, oh, you went after this and that. People exaggerate all the time. We never attacked Matarese at all. Did we attack Matarese?
Not on the podcast, but we did. Remember, we threw him down the stairs and then we kicked him and stuff. So that's...
Whoa, that's the humor these people are waiting to hear. We threw him down the stairs. This is what...
Yeah. No, keep talking. You go ahead. Keep talking. No, you go. This one. You're carrying this
No,
one.
I'm not carrying it. You go.
I'm going to go... I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go and just... I'm going to go download a book off of audible.com and I'm going to read it. And I think I'm going to get Hunger Games because I understand that's a very good book.
What book?
Hunger Games.
When you get a book,
it's going to be a major motion picture. The thing about Audible.com that I love is that it just goes anywhere with you. You know, have you noticed that?
But why don't you talk about a book that you've already gotten from Audible.com?
Oh yeah, you know, if you've ever do you remember Lou Diamond Phillips?
Well, I'm sure if you met him at the Laugh Factory, you'd be following him on Twitter. I'm sure.
That's the kind of humor they're waiting for right there.
What?
That. Did you see him at the Laugh Factory?
Oh, is that the response? Is that your big ad lib?
I also did a monkey thing.
I remember Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips, you think, what happened to him? Well, he's narrating books on audible.com. If you get Locked On by Tom Clancy, you can hear Lou Diamond Phillips.
But what?
You know, he got extremely fat.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he is like over 450 pounds.
There's no possible way.
Lou Diamond Phillips. And he's only 5'2", so it is like Java.
Lou Diamond Phillips was a 10. He was a 10.
He was really into working out and stuff, and then he tried to blow himself, and he hurt his back. That's how it started. That's how it started, and then he gained an enormous amount of weight, but it worked out for him because now he's... he's narrating books on audible.com. One of the drawbacks I will say is that there's a lot of heavy breathing.
That's one of my dreams, is to narrate a book.
And then they walk down the stairs and they saw a man coming, and it was a man in a red jacket. One second please, I'm going to need a break and a glass of water. And do you have any blended meat milkshakes?
That's my joke.
I know. I couldn't remember how it went.
That's one of my dreams, is to narrate a book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that is... anything is possible.
Someday I'm going to narrate a book. Probably on Audible.
On audible.com.
Yes.
And in a weird way, it will be inaudible. Maybe that'll be the name of the book. Inaudible, available on audible.com.
But what book? What's the last book that you've read?
Have we not done enough for these fucking people?
What's the last book you read for real?
I mean, I'm like, how much money is this worth? I read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I mean, I listened to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I listened to it. How did you like it?
Well, Simon Vance is a very good narrator, so it was
as good
just,
as Lou Diamond Phillips.
I was on the edge of my seat the entire. I was driving, and the trip went like that.
I did a book on tape about the Beatles. The Beatles' first their first tour, or their, you know, the first time they hit the States, and it was pretty good. It made my drive. I listened to it going up to Boston. I was going to Boston from New Jersey, and like you say, the trip was, it went like that.
Right.
I listened to it. It wasn't like I was even driving.
Right.
I was on the trip.
I think there were times where I really wasn't driving.
Okay, let's get to it. We got to pump up
that's
this
enough.
Podcast.
That's enough.
Do we do enough?
Yeah, Jesus, if they don't pay us this time, I'm going
to fucking... No, we made a lot of mistakes last time.
Don't
blame them.
Shut up.
Don't blame them.
They came to us. They knew who we were. Okay? We weren't perfect people when they came to us and said, hey, will you read our audible.com thing on the air? You know what we do, which is nothing. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you want perfection? Then, you know, go to the Nerdist. Okay? Go to Marc Maron. Those guys, they're all about it.
They're good.
What are we about?
Nothing.
Not making money and not doing anything. That's what we're about. And the fact that we did a podcast, can I just tell you how far-reaching this podcast is that I didn't know that it was going to be? Do you have somewhere to go?
No.
Looking at your watch? Well, the minute you stop talking, you just lose all interest. Your eyes glaze right over.
I didn't say anything funny yet so far, but I did speak my piece.
But that's your character on the podcast.
No, I don't get it. Last night, fucking on stage, ad-lib after ad-lib, I was killing.
That's because you can only feed off the audience. That's your thing.
I don't know. It's something about just looking at you brings the fucking unfunny right out of me. What are you doing? You're picking your face.
I'm not.
Oh, God. Every fucking angle I see you from, just every angle disgusts me. Except
do you think that's funny? Do you think people are falling out of their chairs right now with that one?
No, but you...
Ooh, watch it there, Rich. I'm at work. I can't be laughing this hard. Oh! Hey, guys! He just called his wife disgusting from every angle. You gotta listen to this. It's a wonderful podcast. This is exactly what I'm talking about when people get up and go hug their wives. I love you, honey.
We've been getting along. We haven't had a fight in a couple days. When's the last fight? We haven't had a fight.
I fight with you.
You fucking yesterday. I'm on the phone, doing business, and Bonnie whenever she wants it done, it's got to be done. She's cleaning out the refrigerator, and there's where you pull the produce drawer in and out. Can you put this in? Can you put this in? Can you do it now? I'm on the phone, Bonnie.
Yeah, but
First of all,
you'd been on the phone for like hours. I don't know what it is with you and whoever you talk. It's like you're in love. You can't get off the phone.
Are you
with
kidding
these
me?
People.
You talk to Elise like it's nonstop. She calls you. And says, your podcast is number 10. You got to call her. It's like Elise is. You're in a cult. She's your cult leader, and it's the Elise cult.
Oh, I finally have a friend, and now you're gonna wreck that.
No, I'm not gonna wreck it. You are by calling her nonstop. You guys call each. Guess what happened to me this morning? I got an email. Who gives a fuck? Everything. You two are lonely. I got just two lonely people.
Fred, you gotta come in and listen to this podcast. He's talking about his lonely wife. He won't talk to her outside of the podcast, I guess. And so she has to go outside for some entertainment. Oh, it's wonderful.
See how you turn it around?
It's wonderful. Yeah, well, I don't do
that. No, we're talking about...
If I have an issue and I talk to you about it, you're like, this is you. Get over it.
No, that's not true. That's
yeah,
not true.
If I talk to you about it for more than 2 minutes, you're like... I'm right already. I'm sick of talking about it.
No, I have major anxiety the last couple weeks, and you go, huh, back in Canada, we would just work our way through it. We work our way through mental disorders and chemical imbalances.
And where I'm from, you ignore your mental disorders.
When's the last time you went to...
You don't go around walking around, oh, I've got anxiety, I don't know. You just don't.
When's the last time you went to the doctor for you fucking bought glasses for $400 because you're dumb, okay? Bonnie goes.
This is the thing. I said I need glasses. Rich is like, you just want to be like Tina Fey. Yeah. That's right. You got me.
You go and first of all, she went to like Walmart or somewhere and had her eyes.
No, I didn't. I went to an eye doctor.
To what? Lens Crafters or
no,
one of them?
No, it was an actual eye doctor.
No, eye doctor or did he have a...
Do you want me to go get the card?
No, wait. Calm down. there was it an eye doctor or was it in a strip mall where you could look in and see glasses and all kinds of stuff they were selling, you know? Was it a real optometrist?
There's a storefront and in the back is an optometrist's office. Like an actual optometrist's office.
Okay, and you went in there to get your eyes checked. Okay.
Yes, I
did. And they said, you need glasses. Not reading glasses, you need glasses. Okay.
What did he call it? Progressives.
You need progressives.
I'm getting progressives.
Okay. So, what do you think? They make money. That's how they stay open, by telling people they need glasses. You got to go to a real doctor, not to a sunglass hut and get your eyes. That's what you did. You went to like sunglass hut and they go, oh, you need glasses. And you spend $400 on $400 on glasses.
Well, the lenses cost $200 and something. And then your glasses cost like, you know, $120 plus tax. I mean, it's not a cheap endeavor. It's expensive.
I don't get it.
I didn't
want to
spend that much on a dumb pair of glasses.
I don't see it. Plus, you got 10 million glasses here. You couldn't have popped out the sunglass lenses and put, you know, other lenses in them and say, hey, can you make glasses out of these? You know, you have Prada glasses you don't even wear. You pop out.
My Prada glasses, you're so... They are 10 years old and they got burnt up in the fire. So,
okay. So.
Yeah. So should I just wear those around? Just a little piece of leg that's left?
No.
That says Prada on it?
No, but you have a lot of.
Just keep it on my head so people know. I used to have Prada glasses. You can tell right here if you just etch off some of this black.
So this morning, Bonnie wants to do the podcast. When she wants something done...
She needs glasses. This is... And he doesn't want her to get them because he thinks she's just being like Tina Fey. Oh, it is... Wow. These two, what a couple. I don't understand why you wouldn't, like, anytime... In the last 2 years, I've been like... I've been walking around completely blind. And you're like... you don't need glasses. Like, you're that controlling that you're like,
I'm not controlling
you.
You're not blind. I gave you a test the other day. I said, read that sign, and you read it, the one down the street. Okay, you need glasses. When you get over 45, you're not going to be able to see as well. So over 40, it's tougher to read because it's blurry. But you think... There's a difference between reading glasses and not being able to read and not being able to see. You could go buy reading glasses for she's giving me the finger, for $2 at the dollar store. Okay, how many reading glasses did I buy that day?
Because he said your eyes are different. Each eye is different. Look, I'm not going to fucking deal with this right now.
Okay.
In a podcast, your craziness over where you think, he's giving me eye tests at home and read that sign. Oh, you're just impressed that I can read. It's not even about the
And then the other
the
thing.
Letters.
So, you know,
shut
back
up.
Back
I'm done with you.
You know what? Back home on the farm. Back home on the farm, we used to just fight through it. We used to bump into things. If we thought we couldn't see, we would deal with it. See, that's what you say about anxiety. We would deal with it.
Yeah,
turn it around, it around.
You've been having anxiety since
for 2 weeks.
Early 20s. Is that fair?
No. On and off. It comes on and off.
On and off.
Yeah.
But your entire life. And you've never figured out a way to deal with
except
to just complain. Nonstop.
No, I deal with it all the time.
And to be angry and lash out at others. That's how you deal with it. I lash out at others and then I say, "What? I just got a lot of anxiety."
I don't lash out.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really lash out?
Look, first of all, I'm going to ask 100 people on the street that don't even know you, that just look at your face. Okay, I'm just going to show them a picture of your face and go, does this guy lash out? They're all going to go, yeah, obviously he does.
So that was,
your anger just comes through.
I haven't been angry in a long time.
Why are you itching every part of your body?
Because I'm dry. I need skin cream. I'm dry. You ever get...
You're ashy.
It's the winter. You dry up in the winter. So, fixed refrigerator. I'm on the phone. Today, we plan on doing a podcast today, okay? Bonnie got an email, which she's going to talk about, I think, and... Come on, let's do the podcast. I'm online. I'm doing work. Do it right now. I go 5 minutes. She goes, you don't want to do it now? Forget it. We won't do it. Did you do that? Yes or no? Why are you smiling? Because you know you did it. Okay? So no one's going to... You're not a fucking dictator or the queen where we're supposed to be at your beck and call. Now do the podcast. So I said, give me a couple minutes.
Because my sister said she was going to call back. So I thought that we could do it while she called back the podcast.
No, don't. There's always an excuse. You're never wrong. I swear to God.
Do you think?
What?
Perhaps it's because I'm never wrong. Okay? Has that ever crossed your mind? All right? You're always wrong. It would just be easier for you to go through life going, she knows more than me.
Oh, you think you know more? You think you know more than me?
Yeah, I do.
You think you know more than me?
Yeah, like maybe not. Okay.
Oh, and the people that said, when I said tax day was April 16th instead of 15th, they're extending it this year. Okay, people, they're extending it. So there. So don't act like I don't know what I'm talking about. What happened with you? Listen to that wind. Oh my God, there's a twister coming. I think there's a twister. So what? Tell them about the email.
Your penis looks amazing right now, by the way.
Tell them about the email. Yeah, you are pretty too. I get attracted to you when we do this.
Hey, listen, guys. Now they like each other. It's up and it's down. You don't know what's gonna happen. This is a wacky podcast.
Go ahead.
Okay, one of the podcasts.
I think it was the early one. One of
number
the first.
Number one or number two.
I don't think it was two. Two you walked out on. I think it was number one.
I came back.
Ugh, I know. So it's one, two, or
they're
three.
They're mad at each other again. Oh, it's turned around again. It is up and down, our relationship, you know?
That's how they're supposed to be. You don't want a flat line.
Yeah. No, I do. I do wish that I was dead. Okay, so my sister, we talked about her because she is the head of this fetal alcohol syndrome charity.
In Canada. Or throughout the world.
I'm sure she tells people it's throughout the world, but it's just in Canada. And it might just be Western Canada. I'm not 100% sure. But she wanted us to do a fundraiser, and then we decided not to do it because she's even more controlling than you.
We took the Duncan Trussell stand.
Yes, we said no. And I sent her an email that said why we weren't doing it, because the last time we did a thing, she was kind of mean to us and disrespectful. And she was like, well, that's not how I remember it. And that's how I read it in my head, her email back. That's not how I remember it. So we talked about it. I was angry. And we talked about it on the podcast. And now, okay, let me just say something. My family has never seen anything that I have done as a stand-up.
And neither has the public.
They're much like you, whoever you are sitting there.
Oh, and we're going to talk about the party, too. We're going to talk about what someone said to you at the party.
Oh,
which
we are?
I'm furious.
Okay.
I'm furious
all
about
right.
this.
Okay, so whatever. Oh, you know what? This might be like all this is coming at me too fast. So my family's never seen my Comedy Central special. They've never seen my HBO special. When I asked my sister if she watched my Letterman, she said it was on too late. So, I mean, I gave up on thinking that they would ever. You know, my sister one time said, why don't you talk about things that people want to hear? You know, they're not fans.
Of me or you.
Yeah, and we talked about it on that podcast, and my father said that you weren't funny.
Yes.
Okay, so I never thought in a million years when we were talking on the podcast that anyone would ever hear it, let alone my sister in Canada. And I don't know how, but I got an email this morning that said, a podcast, really? ! And then, I'm done with you. And in the...
No, she didn't say I'm done with you.
She said...
I'm done.
I'll read it exactly. And then in the heading, it said, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I wrote back, what do you mean? Because that's how I'm passive aggressive. In the heading, she wrote, done. And then she wrote, a podcast, really? I am so done. Okay, and then I wrote back, what do you mean? And she wrote back, you have hurt me deeply, and I am done trying.
Trying what?
Well, I guess she felt
I
guess her one attempt at trying was, you know what, I'll listen to their podcast.
Here's the thing.
First episode, or second maybe.
Here's the thing, besides business, you can't mix business with family or friends. It's the same as sales. If you're selling cars and you sell to a friend, anytime something goes wrong, they're going to call you. You can't mix business with friends or family. So like when we go to your sister's house, when we visit, they're so nice at their house, cooks They cook great dinners. The kids have fun with their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, our daughter has fun with her kids. You know, they're nice. But the second you mix business, you go from family to business associates. And a lot of times, it doesn't work out.
Well, so my now sister and I always had they're making it personal. Contentious relationship because...
A what relationship?
Contentious. Okay. I mean, we've always had our, you know, where I feel like my trying is to really just not be me when I'm around her. Because she doesn't get jokes. Like, she takes everything very personally. She's what you would call a liberal.
No.
She's like, you know.
Don't you? I would call her.
No, but you can't make jokes about anything. She's very politically correct. She likes to live her life, you know, on, like, things that you read on coffee mugs and stuff. Like, she would say live and let live. That would be a good thing.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? You can't let her live.
But it's different than who I am. I mean, we're just different. She doesn't get that I'm joking. Or she takes it literally.
You can't let her live rent-free in your head.
I hate that saying.
You know? Let go. Let go. Move on.
I did let go and move on, but I just talked about it on a podcast and now.
Well, but here's the thing. You're feeding into, you know, she's pulling you back in. This is like the mob. You can't get out. You can't get out. It's your family. You know, my family's
fucked. What does it mean she's done? Like, she doesn't talk to me anymore?
No, she's probably done listening to
I just sent her a check.
She's probably done listening to our podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's what she meant.
Okay.
Or she was probably done with that episode.
But you know what? Like, because she's the boss at her office. I don't know how many people work at that office under her. But I just have this feeling that she was like, listen to everybody.
No, nobody puts on a podcast and goes, listen, everybody.
Like, can you imagine her listening at work and just, Turn it off!
I'm not going after her. I'm saying what you
do. You went after her in the podcast.
No, I didn't go after her. I said you can't. I'm saying it now. You can't mix family and business, okay? She has her agenda. You have yours.
But the thing was that it was...
You know, she's still your sister.
I didn't know that people would listen to it. I guess I didn't think about it. Or especially not people that I know. I mean, that's not a good excuse because, you know... You shouldn't talk behind people's backs just because you think they're never going to find out. But I guess it's what we do too. We talk about things in our lives and we try to make them funny. And hopefully that was like kind of funny.
Well, we were at the Gotham Christmas party.
Can I just tell you a story about her one time?
I can't wait.
When I was back in Canada, this was like, I don't know how many years ago. To 10 years ago.
Was your vision good then?
I didn't need glasses. So,
okay, so it was a while ago.
And so I heard a weird cell phone, and I turned around, and I saw a guy with a big cell phone, like an army-style cell phone. I mean, obviously, they're bigger than now because they were that long ago. But even for that time, it was big. And I go, oh, look, and I pointed to the guy, and my sister goes, yes, we have cell phones. Like, she thought I couldn't believe they...
Remember when she said, they're doing well. They have a rabbit, folks.
Oh, no, 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 it was a, what kind of car was it? An Audi, no.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Their lifestyle is so much different than ours, and they have a great lifestyle up there. Your sister,
it's a beautiful house.
The house is beautiful.
A beautiful acreage.
A lot of property, nice property. They have a nice, it's a great lifestyle. Nice, there's no... You know, the speed of life there isn't as quick as in here. You know, it's nice. They have fires. Her husband's the coolest dude. He came to our wedding in a flannel.
You talked about it already.
Okay, what I'm saying is they have different lifestyles. So, and they also have different sense of humors than ours, like most people do.
Different what?
Sense of humor. Sense of humor. I said sense of humor.
Oh, okay.
I might have said humors, but, you know, I make mistakes.
I didn't think that was a mistake.
I make mistakes.
I'm going to start saying humors. You've got a great sense of humor. Has anyone ever told you that?
So, but
do you think I have a good sense of humor?
I think so.
Thank you.
What upset me at the Gotham party, and Bonnie doesn't. Here's Bonnie's problem.
Well, you transitioned too fast. I couldn't even hardly, and I know what you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing, Bonnie. You gotta move. You gotta move on these podcasts because people lose interest. They fly. They scram. They go to another one. They'll leave us, and they'll eat snacks with Mike.
They'll go to audible.com.
Yeah. You know,
/ my wife.
Don't.
And pick up any one of the hundreds of thousands of books.
You can get them anywhere. In Canada, right?
On your phone. On your iPad.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So we're at a Gotham party, and Chris, who owns Gotham, the great guy, and it's a good party. It's a great party. We have a good time.
You like, though, that they're always, like, the people that work there are always what? Because they always have their Christmas party, like, after Christmas, like...
Yeah, but why compete with all the other clubs? They're smart.
This is who you bought into the propaganda. Because I noticed propaganda. That all the people that work there are always like, isn't this better? Isn't this better than it being during, having a Christmas party during the Christmas season?
It's a holiday party after.
There's no holiday. What, Martin Luther King?
Whatever. It's just fun that they, you know, they put out their club. They have food.
I love it. It's nice.
Open bar and open
Okay, micers.
So here they don't have to do that. All the clubs don't do it.
And I'm not saying I'm just look. I don't know why you're defending them with such vigor.
Because I like them. I like them.
I'm
I like
just
all the guys
that
work
they,
there.
It's funny to me that they're. It's like they've had a staff meeting prior. Make sure they know this is better than a regular Christmas party.
It is. First of all, Chris,
there's no way to get the tunnel. People are always like, stop with the voices. Fuck you. Fuck you who tweeted me that.
I will do my voices.
I love doing voices. That was kind of almost Bill Cosby. I love doing voices. If there's something I like to do, it's voices. Okay, go ahead. Are we almost done?
No, I'm.
My cocaine is wearing off.
You know, Chris was nice to us during filming of our movie. He gave us
the
club.
He was in our movie. I love him. What do you want me to say?
Why do people say I love somebody? You can't love him.
Oh, my God.
I hate when people do that. I love him. I love you. They throw that word around too fucking easily. So we're at the Christmas party or the holiday party or the after New Year's party or the Monday night party.
The pre-MLK party.
Okay. And a friend of mine... who supposedly is a friend, a comic friend, who I was on tour with. I don't want to say any more names.
You're going to say your name because the whole story is kind of about that she teaches a master class.
Okay, so my friend Corey Kahaney, who I was on tour with for...
I didn't think you were really going to say her name.
Who I was on tour with for 7 months, myself... Dave Mardall and Corey Kahaney, and we had a great time. We had fun. We had great
You know what
shows
this is going to end up being? It's what? Like, now I'm going to get in, you know.
Well, because maybe.
Get the email from.
Maybe we read it wrong. Maybe. So that's why we have to. Maybe the fans people will tweet back and say, did we read
don't
it wrong?
Don't tweet
or not?
About Corey Kahaney.
No,
that are like, it's funny.
No, tweet. No, I'm
I don't,
not.
I don't need advice.
I know, but what happened was, take it from here.
What she said, I teach a master class, and out of the 15 comics, you're one of the comics that I go over with my class, and I was really flattered by that, and I gave her a hug.
You didn't give her a hug.
I did. I was like, oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And
you went and hugged another girl thinking it was another girl.
Oh, my God. That was embarrassing. I thought this was somebody else, and I was even, like, making eyes at her and stuff. I was like, hey! I haven't seen you in so long, and I ran over to give her a big hug, and it wasn't until she said in my ear, oh, somebody's having fun, that I realized it wasn't.
It was so embarrassing. It was embarrassing for me. When we go to these parties, Bonnie thinks she's like the fucking mayor. She walks around hugging.
I'm
like,
very charismatic.
She acts like she's giving the party, and thank you for coming to my mansion. She'll hug fucking people. People she wouldn't even talk to
on a daily comes by with the jalapeno poppers. I'm like, come over here. Give these people some.
You act like...
Do you want drinks? Up at the bar. It's free. Go. Have fun.
So you're hugging people like...
And I was even like, I would hug people and then I'd be like, that's a gentle hug. You're a gentle hugger. And then some people would be hard. I'd be like, you're getting better at hugs. You're really giving it. I don't know.
So happy to be out of the house.
You know what it is? I'm dressed up and I had like 2 sangrias before we got there. So I was a little...
That Tapas place.
Yeah.
She buys us dinner on, she goes online.
Are we going to leave that story?
No, we're going to get back to it. We go, she goes online and gets us a deal at Gilt.
GiltCity.com. Gilt City. They could give us some stuff. That's, Gilt, that is, Gilt this is real. We're not getting paid for this one. GiltCity.com. You go on there, you put in your city, and it's like 50 to 70% off for like restaurants or
yeah, but the deal you got us at the restaurant, we went to this tapas place. I swear to God, one of the, they bring out like five little tapas trays.
This was not the best deal that I got.
They get two one this of the trays, one of the trays was two fucking dates. They were stuffed
two dates stuffed with
garlic or something. And I'm cutting a date.
No,
like
they,
it's a,
they were stuffed with like goat cheese or
whatever,
something.
But I'm going, someone would pay $7 for two little dates with goat cheese in them? They were small. And we're eating them
well,
like,
we got five tapas and two
first of all, when I drank, sangria is like drinking Kool-Aid almost. When I drank, we used to go to Beefsteak Charlie's, all the beer, wine, or sangria you could have. So, finish the story.
Anyway, you have to sign up for Gilt City. It's members only, but it doesn't cost anything to sign up.
Why are you doing this? They're not giving you anything.
I don't. Sometimes I don't do stuff for getting. You know. I mean, I just. I like that place.
Every day I come home, there's a package.
You know what's the best place?
There's a package.
Myhabit.com. It's free shipping.
Yeah, it's pissing me off.
It's so. It's amazing. It's amazing, ladies. For your
I
clothes.
Had such good lines on radio.
It's like
yesterday.
80% off, like designer
stop,
clothes.
Stop with your
myhabit.com.
Stop.
It comes
tell
in
the
like
story.
2 days. Okay. So
you just dropped your iPad on the floor.
I didn't drop. I just like
you dropped it.
I let it go out of my fingers for like an inch.
Go ahead. I'm just. I can't do this.
You want to go lay down?
So tell the story.
Uh-oh, they've given up, Fred. I can't believe it. I think this might be the last podcast. I can't think of. My voice is getting changed. If you want me to do every single accent after this, I will do it. You
no.
call them out and I'll do it.
Go ahead. You tell the story.
Okay, so then
I asked some people to say
I didn't
some want to questions.
Tell this story. You brought it up. And now
well,
I
because
have to,
it's just about how you let things slide. You don't process them quick enough. You don't process them. Then I deal with it in the car all the way home, and I got to clean up the mess. I'm like fucking.
First of all, you don't deal with anything in the car. I'm just telling you what happened at the party.
Yeah, but
that
don't.
Was one of the many things that took place. So, and that for some reason was something that you got more angry about than me.
I got
me,
very angry.
And then I got angrier about it after you got
yeah,
angry about it.
No, after you
about
thought
it.
About
so
it.
You don't
it.
Act like I brought it up in order to like, look what happened to me. Because
no.
That's not how I brought it up.
No, don't act like you got angry because I got angry. When you processed it, you got angry. You don't process things when they happen. And then you're in the car processing it. And then you throw it on to me. So
I like
shut
how
up.
You no. learned a new word process and you can't
okay.
stop
okay.
using it.
All right, see what happens when I find it when
no,
the truth comes out. You got upset.
No,
you got upset after you processed it.
No.
You got upset after you processed it.
No. The truth is that you've brought up this story. You're making me tell it. You're giving it more weight than I would have given it. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I will
ahead.
Tell the story. So she said, I said, oh, thank you very much. Are you going to, what are you,
I'm. We're going to take some questions later, too.
Stop scratching your nuts.
All right, go ahead. So go ahead.
Remember
I
you
got,
used to
I
shave
got
your
upset.
Chest? Okay.
I'm going to do that again in the spring. I'm going to start shaving.
Yeah. So I said, oh, that's flattering or whatever. And she goes, oh, I can hear Raina. This is annoying.
Oh, yeah. Look who's here. Wait, let her finish
this
story.
This story's going to take 2 seconds.
Okay, let me see. Come here. You look so pretty. I love your new diamond necklace. Oh.
Get back into your cage. What do people like call social services? Have you heard that? You can sit right here until I'm done.
We're almost done.
What is it?
I'll read some.
Why are you talking like that?
Help me.
I'll read some of the questions.
You gotta do it like super angry.
Help me.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Bonnie's gonna go help Raina real quick. And here's a couple questions. Let's see. What is the hardest thing about being a comedian? Probably trying to be funny on a podcast. For me, that's the hardest thing. It's like, and it's it's, you know, just finding your own voice. That's what, you know, it takes years and years. You find your own voice or who you are. Or you can just fucking tap dance. Are you working through a lot of and picking the best? You know, here's one from Matt Johnson. When you slam someone, does it just kind of come to you, or are you working through a lot and picking the best? Well, no. Sometimes when you're...
Oh, is he talking about your nose picking?
When you look at that boy, we miss you.
That guy's really bad.
Oh, here's a good one. Where do you think your irrational jealousy comes from? Probably my upbringing. It's all, you know, it's all childhood. It's all any Bradshaw book, your inner child. Oh, you know, it's got to be. That's what it's all about. It's all from, why are you such a moron? Probably it's all from my inner child. That one, too, is probably from, you know, why are Jews funnier than Gentiles? Because we've dealt with so much pain throughout history. We had to fall back on a sense of humor. You know what I mean? When you're, you know, hey, you're, you know, you're all herded into a train like cattle. I mean, you know, you got to be funny about it. You got to laugh.
All right, enough.
Okay.
So she said, oh, I deal out of 15 comics in my master class, and you're one of them. And I gave her a hug and was like, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. And then she goes, yeah, before I show your HBO special, I start off by saying, now here's a comic you've never heard of. And then I was like,
yeah, like who compliments you? Here's a comic you never heard of.
I go, oh, I guess no one's heard of me. And she goes, well, you stopped making noise. You had a baby and you stopped making noise. And that's...
That it drives me nuts. Well, first of all, here's a comic you never heard of.
She did say, by the way, that I was a very good writer. That's why she was showing them my jokes.
I'm sick of backhand compliments. Here's the thing.
Yeah, Bonnie, give a front hand.
No.
Why no one gives a fucking front hand?
No, Bonnie
compliment.
Didn't stop making noise. Fucking Bonnie's been making a movie for 3 years, which she's brilliant at. Brilliant, okay?
You should hear me when I have to blow rich. Okay. You want to hear some noise, bitch?
Okay, can I stick up for you? You quit trying to be funny and be a man?
You're right.
All right? I'm sticking up for me, and I'm sticking up for you. Bonnie has been making noise, okay? She made noise yesterday when she was telling me to fix the refrigerator when I was on the phone. She makes noise. She's been making a movie. She's been on ONA. She's doing a fucking great podcast. She's going to be the head writer for a TV show coming out in the summer. So don't say my wife has stopped making noise when you're teaching a comedy class, okay? It pisses me off. She's supposed to be my friend. You know, why would my friend go after my fucking wife, you know, with backhand compliments? Stop making noise.
I don't think she knew she was being...
Yes, anybody that says you stop making noise has obviously been following you or thinking about you or doing whatever. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but she's supposed to be my friend, and she's saying to my wife, you stop making noise. Or, you know, she's teaching a comedy class. That's stop making noise.
A master class.
If you're taking a comedy class, you can't be a master at it because you're taking a class. And any fucking moron that goes any moron that takes these comedy classes is just throwing their fucking money away. Okay, you want to be a good comic? Get on stage.
Uh-oh.
Keep
now
doing
you're
it.
Taking money out of her pocket.
I don't give a fuck. All these comedy teachers, those scammers in Minneapolis that were fucking charging these comics $2,000 and $3,000 fucking dollars. They're not even good comics. And
well,
I'm not saying Corey's
you
not.
Don't have
Corey's
to be
a good comic.
Corey's a great comic.
She's a good. Yeah, yeah. She's a great
she
comic.
Just
she's a good comic.
Stop making noise.
Here's the thing, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to do comedy, fuck comedy classes. Get on stage wherever you can. You keep writing. You do it. It's like anything else. You don't. It's not. You
might want to pick up the Comedy Bible by Tracy Skeen and Brian McKim.
It's just
because Richie and I are in that book.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that'll help.
That book is a good book.
That book will help.
That's a good book.
But you know these guys, they sucker me into speaking at some. They suckered me. I was working in Minneapolis at a club. So I get a call. I get this call. I'm in my car. And, hey, it's Louis Anderson. All right, we'll wrap it up.
Look at this bone.
He goes, I was in Vegas. Listen, I was working in Vegas. I think I was at the Improv or the Palms, and I get a call, hey, this is Louis Anderson. So I thought it was someone doing an impression of Louis Anderson, right? You know, so, you know, because I'm in Vegas. But it was,
Louis Anderson.
So Louis says, I see that you'll be in Minneapolis in 2 weeks. We have a comedy, whatever they call it, a comedy camp. Would you like to come down and speak? And I go, when is it? You know, I thought I was just going to speak. When is it? He goes, it's a Saturday. And I go, I'm gonna be playing golf. Why are you calling me on my phone? Hold on, Bonnie's calling me. Hello?
Hello, Rich. It's Louis Anderson.
Hi. Oh, I thought it was I thought it was my wife, but it is Louis Anderson.
I'm just using her phone.
Anyhow, so...
Did that trick you?
Yeah, did that trick me? Yeah, when your name came up, I said, that's got to be Louis Anderson. So, no, listen to my story like I listened to yours.
You didn't.
I can't do this. I can't do it.
Please don't hit me. Well, hurry. Finish.
So I'm telling the
story.
It's a really
good story.
It's not a really good story.
Listen, look at my face. I'm like so into it right now.
So he said, would you like to speak at our comedy? You know, I thought it was some class or call. You know, and I go, when is it? And he goes, oh, it's a Saturday. You're in Minneapolis. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to play golf. Saturdays, you know, I go play golf. And there's some great courses I play out there.
Do you see, Troy though, Burns. That you do too many details? Okay.
That's what a story is. It's details. It's like a book. I get into the details so people can paint a picture. Okay? Okay, and I can lead up to the ending. It's set up, middle, end. Okay? So
I like how, though, you struggled a little bit. What came after setup?
So I said, I don't know about Saturday. He goes, well, there's pay. And I'm going, what, to speak? I go, well.
Oh, my God. Is he going to say yes or no? I don't know what he's going to say.
So I go, what do you mean what it pays? He goes, yeah, we can give you $500. And I go,
Was that enough?
No, because I didn't want to cancel golf. I said, I don't know if I could do it for five. Okay. I just don't know if I want to do it. He goes, oh, we'll give you $700. And I go, I'll do it. So.
700, that's okay. The magic number.
Okay, but hold on.
Bingo.
I thought I was just going to go speak and, you know, do whatever. And, you know, I found, okay, so I get there.
Where did you park?
I get there, and it's like all these comics, and they drove in from Denver and different places, and there was another guy involved. What the hell is that guy's name that was doing the thing with him?
Kyle Cease.
Not Kyle Cease. It's something Cease.
It's Kyle Cease.
Is it Kyle Cease?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And he's like a motivational speaker type guy. I think that's his background. I don't know. So.
Audrey would love him, my oldest sister. Okay. Because he speaks in that kind of language. Like.
So anyhow, I go there. Now I have to
sit. If you can dream it, you can be it. That's
so now I have to sit with the comics. Everybody, you get, first I get there and I speak to them. And I go, oh, I thought that's it. And they go, oh, now you sit with them. And you go, and they break it out in groups, okay? And you listen to their material and you give them advice. So I sat with the, like, eight comics.
And what were all their names?
And I said, you know, they're reading their material. I go, listen, all of you. What you got here is, it doesn't matter because you're not going to be doing it in 2 and 3 years.
Whoa.
No, I mean, you know, there was one guy doing like a...
I hope Kyle didn't hear you say that. Woo!
No, I gave him... I know how to...
That goes against his brand.
I give good advice. I said, you know...
I'm really obnoxious today. I apologize to people.
No, you're getting on my fucking nerves.
I know, but I don't care if I get on your nerves, but I don't want to get on their nerves.
Yeah. Well, then don't move it. Well, then don't move in with them.
Microphone. Well,
then don't fucking marry them. So, whatever. I find out. I sit with them, and I they buy me a sub or something for lunch, a sandwich.
What kind of sub?
I don't eat red meat, so it was turkey and Swiss. I eat healthy on whole.
No mayo, right?
No mayo. Mustard.
Mayo.
Mayo is not our friend. No, I don't like tomatoes on sandwiches for some reason. It just
gets a little soggy.
It fucks the sandwich up. I don't know why people do it. Tomatoes are overrated.
The sandwich out.
I mean, I'll eat tomato and mozzarella. I love tomato and mozzarella sandwiches.
With a little basil on it. A little basil, a little olive oil.
I love it like that. That's how I love it. That's how I love my tomatoes.
On a Triscuit.
On a Triscuit. We're being the Sklar brothers again. You know, on a Triscuit, I love a little bit of a.
You want me to do it, but I'm not going to.
Come on.
It.
I love a little. I love a little.
It's the saltiness of a Triscuit. Mmm.
It's what gets me. The saltiness of a Triscuit is what.
I love the Triscuit.
Who doesn't love the Triscuits? I know you do. I do, too.
Give me a whole box of Triscuits.
You can never have enough Triscuits.
I'm a happy camper.
Can never have enough Triscuits.
I remember people would say happy camper.
So I do this thing.
Rubbing your naked balls.
Then I find out they're charging these comics like $2 and $3. I read a piece from Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope.
I realized... He is my hero because he fucking speaks out.
He loves mayonnaise.
I don't give a fuck. He's my hero. He speaks out. Besides the fact that he's probably one of the best. He's whatever. He's my hero. Duncan Trussell's my hero this week.
We should do a hero of the week. And this week it's...
Duncan Trussell.
Duncan Trussell.
Hero of the week.
Hero of the week.
Okay. Stanhope is hero of the year.
Of the year.
Okay, and Patrice...
Doug Stanhope!
And Patrice is...
Hero of the year.
Patrice is hero of the decade.
Of the decade.
Of the decade.
Patrice O'Neill! Hero of the decade.
Okay, so we got Trussell... Stanhope and Patrice.
Don't make me do any more. Okay. I'm like hating myself for doing it.
So, and then he writes this long article,
I find out
they're charging $2,000 and $3,000 for these comics. You know, what the fuck? First of all, Louis Anderson, you got to have enough money.
Fred, you got to come and listen to this. You should see what they're doing to these comics.
We're not doing anything.
No, I'm not.
What?
I'm being the guy in the office. I'm being the guy in the office that's, like, listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I had no idea this was going on.
$2,000 and $3,000. So,
well,
you, know,
you should take a Hitler video and you should do it.
That's what, that's Duncan's,
Duncan Trussell. Duncan Trussell. Remember when he was Steve Jones? Boring.
So you don't need a comedy class. That's my opinion. Just get up on stage and do it. Did you take a comedy class? No.
No, I just fucked a lot of comics. That was good enough for me, man.
Really?
You get enough jizz in you. One of the things is you can't just fuck one comic because as a woman, your estrogen kills whatever comedy is in the sperm right away. So you got to get a lot of comedy sperm in.
Good.
There.
And you've got to put your penis in a lot of open mic comics' mouth. That's what I did to help them. To help them.
Which guys blew you?
Oh. What a twist.
See what I did? I wish I had a piano.
I'm going to be.
Okay, I got to go because I'm starting to hate myself. I'm going to have to go lay down and live in
I'm
going to
do. This week, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philly.
And we should also plug our podcast.
This week, I'll be at Helium in Philly.
I got to go download some shit off of Audible.com.
Make sure you did this whole Audible thing right.
I did.
Before we wrap it up. Come to see me in Philly this week. One of the best clubs in the country. And it's not involved in
Next
a chain.
Next Tuesday, I'm in Boundbrook. Do you know where I'm at?
In Boundbrook?
Boundbrook.
I don't know.
But see, they don't know the train station. Thursday the 19th.
No, you say this Thursday because the podcast airs on Monday.
This coming up Thursday, I'm somewhere in New Jersey, so just try to find it. This is not it.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Where's all the Audible stuff?
Audible.
This is how I...
Okay, let me just do this really quickly.
Helium Comedy Club this week. Go ahead, do the Audible.
Do you want... Okay, I will if you would shut the fuck up.
Oh, now you know. Now you fucking know.
Shut the freak up. I'm sorry.
No, that you talk... Fucking, do you think this was a good one? The last podcast was great. You think this was good?
No, I don't think any of them are good. Okay. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Don't, I'm using a good voice. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/mywife for your free audiobook download.
Now, did you go over the other stuff, too?
What? Then, yeah, we already did it, right? It says about 20 to 30 minutes into the show, talk 1 minute about audible.com. They want to be sure you hit these points. Oh, listen whenever you want, just like you're listening to this podcast right now. Naked. We should have told people to...
What?
Listen naked.
I think we did too much time.
Audible has over 1,000 signs and technology. What? How much time did we do? Audible has over 10,000.
We did an hour and 10 minutes or something.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. It's too fucking
long.
I'm sorry, everybody.
It's way too much.
It's too long.
And we never prepare. We gotta fucking prepare.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.